This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Monday dissolved the influential war cabinet that has overseen the fighting in Gaza. The move comes days after a key member of the body bolted from the government over frustration with the Israeli leader's handling of the war. The change was widely expected following the departure earlier this month of Benny Gantz, a centrist former military chief. Protests in Turkey are growing over Azerbaijani oil exports to Israel that have continued to pass through a Turkish port, despite President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's recent announcement of a trade embargo against Israel because of its offensive in Gaza. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
Protesters have been targeting Azerbaijan's supply of oil to Israel through the Turkish port of Ceyhan. Azerbaijan, a close ally of Israel, meets about 40% of Israeli oil needs, a trade that appears unaffected by Israel's war on Hamas. With protests in Turkey against Azerbaijani oil exports to Israel continuing, police are stepping up arrests against organizers, prompting more protests, which analysts say further undermine Erdogan's claim of being at the forefront of confronting Israel. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Muslims performing the annual Hajj pilgrimage in Saudi Arabia enjoyed a bout of quick rainfall on Monday as they cooled down from the hot weather amidst reports of at least 6 Jordanians' deaths related to heat on Saturday. 14 Jordanians have been reported dead during Hajj, some of them due to heat stroke, while 17 others were reported missing, the Jordanian Foreign Ministry said on Sunday.